Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We have prepared for Monday, March 17th, 2008. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, as Brooksine has been saying all day, with what?
Oh, with copious amounts of sunshine.
She heard that on the weather report yesterday and thought that was a neat word to use. And all morning long, she's been talking about what we're indeed experiencing this Monday morning, copious amounts of sunshine. Well, it's a joy to share God's Word with you today. Thank you for joining us on today's podcast, which we titled, and pardon the poor grammar here, but it's the title of the podcast, Ain't No Rock. The scripture text is from Luke 19, verse 40.
In the words of Jesus, I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
In the course of our daily walk, we pass a farm with sheep peacefully grazing in a very rocky meadow. I don't suppose this section of land is tillable due to the abundance of rocks, but it works well as a grazing spot for the sheep. This setting brings to mind many Bible stories where David, such as where David carefully tended to sheep, or where Jesus likened his followers to being like sheep.
Our scenic nature walks bring a recurring spirit of praise and thanksgiving to God, our Creator. This morning, after I spotted the first robin and pointed it out to Stephen, we were just getting ready to cross the street back to our house, and I said, let's look for the jonquils to see if they're in bloom yet. And sure enough, the buds are visible, and most likely this afternoon they'll open up to the brilliant or copious amounts of sunshine that's warming the crisp air this morning. Vivid reminders of the spring season, along with warmer temperatures, let us know that spring is just around the corner.
God's Word makes it abundantly clear that He desires His people to praise Him. There are seasons, settings, and events that make it very natural to praise God. But God wants us to praise Him in everything and at all times. The psalmist reminds us that we are to bless the Lord at all times and let His praise continually be in our mouths. If we practice this spiritual exercise, it's not likely that gossip, swearing, or hateful words will be uttered from our mouth. Instead, thanksgiving and praise will be witnessed in the words we speak from day to day, for our attitude is revealed through our words and actions.
Today's scripture text is from a portion of the Bible dealing with the triumphal entry, an event that took place on the day the church calendar refers to as Palm Sunday. And of course, those who are regular listeners, I'm sure that most all of you celebrated that wonderful occasion yesterday in your churches. The whole crowd of disciples began to joyfully praise God in loud voices as Jesus went by. And the scripture tells us, as He went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When He came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. The other Gospels record that this is where they proclaimed, Hosanna in the highest.
The angry Pharisees demanded that they be silenced. They said, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Instead of a demand and rebuke, Jesus made this powerful observation. I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
The call to praise includes everyone.
Let everything at half breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Everywhere.
From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
And all the time.
But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say,
The Lord be exalted.
Well, that's you and me today. Let's not let any cold, inanimate stones take our place in praising our King of Kings. Hosanna in the highest.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I want to praise you, my great Redeemer, for who you are and for your acts of kindness, seen so many times throughout my day. I never cease to praise you because you never cease to work on my behalf. Your mercy and love, your strength and comfort, your sustaining power and guiding hand are only a tiny fraction of the many reasons that lead me to praise you. Instead of a murmuring and ungrateful attitude, I want to join with a multitude of believers and sing of my great Redeemer's praise to everyone, everywhere, all the time. Amen.
Amen. And what an enthusiastic prayer, and I agree with it. As we were praying before we shared the message today, we were commenting on an often pondered theme is were some of the same people that were praising the Lord on Palm Sunday amongst those that shouted, "Crucify Him," just 4 or 5 days later. And I don't think we know the answer to that question, but I would certainly hope that there were those that were consistent in their praise and were not in that crowd. There may have very well have been people that were fickle in both crowds, but I certainly believe there were those that, even though they're not mentioned, we're not amongst those demanding his crucifixion. And the point I make there is may our praise be consistent. May we be people that it's not just here and there, now and then, but regular. Well, thanks for joining us today. And again, we're enjoying the copious sunshine. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up today. One of... Well, actually, the photo I have of the rocky meadow with the sheep is not the same meadow. We walked down today and could not get a photo in that meadow of the sheep. The sheep just would not cooperate. But we felt we would take one from our neighborhood, but not that very meadow. We also have several praise songs available. They are not our songs. They're not on our website. But they're merely links to where the files are for several great hymns of praise and regard to the theme of today's message. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared and shared on Monday, March 17th, 2008. And there are other materials on the site as well today that you may find of interest, including a little story that we've told before but felt like we needed to share again. We always have new people coming along and becoming part of our ministry. It's a story about several years ago when a synthesized voice in our computer, praise the Lord, due to our cat. If you care to read that story, it is on the site today. Thanks for joining us, and again, let's all praise the Lord.